From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. About 1,000 protesters marched and chanted outside the San Diego Convention Center as presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke to supporters inside. Waving U.S. and Mexican flags, the protesters confronted police in the city, which sits just 24 kilometers from the Mexican border and where one-third of its residents are Latino. Police said they made 3 arrests, including one man who climbed a railing, separating protesters from officers. His arrest led protesters to spray water and throw empty plastic bottles at police. Earlier Friday, a smaller group of demonstrators was on hand as Trump told supporters in Fresno, California, that he can solve their water crisis, declaring there is no drought. Trump accused state officials of denying water to Central Valley farmers so they can send it out to sea to protect a certain kind of 3-inch fish. The Delta smelt is a native California fish on the brink of extinction. U.S. Special Forces in Syria, who were wearing patches of a Kurdish fighting group, have been ordered to remove them due to political sensitivities. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said for Special Forces to wear patches of the People's Protection Units, known as the YPG, on U.S. military uniforms was not authorized.
Wearing those YPG patches was unauthorized and it was inappropriate. And corrective action has been taken. And we have communicated as much to our military partners and our military allies in the region.
Turkey considers Kurdish forces to be terrorists and expressed anger over photos showing the U.S. soldiers wearing their patches. This